This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast, presented by Allied Home Security.
All right, welcome back. Payne and Pendergast, Sports Radio 610, our Wednesday visit with the Hall of Famer. I say that every week, the Hall of Famer, John McClain.
But John, thank you.
You're welcome. You don't need to thank me. It's you that got yourself the accolades to get into the Halls of Fame. And I say Halls plural. You're going into the Texas Sports Hall of Fame this Saturday.
Right? I am Saturday night. It's I can't say it. Well, when I was inducted in Canton, I did it on a night in which at the banquet there at the Canton Civic Center, 7,000 people, and I got to sit up on the dais with multi-levels of Hall of Famers, and I sat between Raymond Berry, great Colts receiver, and yeah. Joe Schmidt, great middle linebacker of the Lions, and so you talk about somebody that thought they were in heaven. You know, I did that.
Do you have a picture of that anywhere?
Yeah, the Chronicle ran a picture of me making my speech. Shereen Williams, who worked at the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, was my presenter, and we got to ride. Carol and Shereen and I wrote in a red Corvette convertible in the parade with all the Hall of Famers and 250,000 people cheering. It was monumental. But the Texas Sports Hall of Fame is Texas. I'm a native Texan. I love everything about Texas. If our teams in Houston can't win and Baylor can't win, I hope the Aggies and Longhorns and Cougars and all the – I just want teams in Texas to do well. So this is Texas Sports Hall of Fame. It's in my hometown of Waco, and I'm the only one who's not from the Metroplex being inducted.
Oh, wow.
Saturday night. The other writers are Shereen Williams, who now is with Pro Football Talk, Randy Galloway, great columnist, talk show host from the Metroplex, and Denny Freeman, longtime Texas sports editor for the AP. And then the broadcasters are Brad Sham, who is the voice of the Cowboys. Frank Gleiber, the late Gleiber, was the first voice of the Cowboys. Eric Nadell, longtime Rangers broadcaster. And Bill Mercer, who's done every sport in Dallas that you can do. So it's like me against the Metroplex. I feel like I'm representing the rest of Texas.
Yeah.
And I've got friends there from elementary school coming, a bunch of friends coming from Houston and the Chronicle. And I'm so excited and nervous because I know when I'm talking and you have a chance to get emotional, I try to you're taught to look above everybody. Don't look at anybody. Pick something on the back wall.
That's good advice. Yeah.
And I tried that. At the when the Texans unveiled that the Wall of Fame, and I looked beyond them, and I looked up at a story on the wall of Bob McNair.
That's what so you
I,
saw?
Yeah, and I should have looked somewhere else.
Didn't work.
And I kind of got emotional about that, and this is when I start talking about my late father. I'm thinking, wow, it's going to be hard, but it's going to be an amazing night. It means so much to me because the sports editor of the Waco Tribune Herald, I did an interview with him last night. He's doing a column on me, and I told him, I said, Bryce, if you use anything, just use that I'm proud to be a native of Waco who graduated from who went to Crestview Elementary, Tennyson Junior High, Richfield High School, McLennan Junior College, and graduated from Baylor and started my career at the Waco Tribune Herald.
There you go.
And but thank you. It's going to – I think it'll be the greatest night of my life.
Oh, that's awesome. Congrats, John.
John, do you ever think about, like, retiring to a chunk of land?
You know, that's a good idea, Seth. I've been thinking about that. It might be time that I start to retire.
Yeah.
Except I'm having too much fun.
Yeah, you're not good at retiring.
People give me a hard time. I thought you retired. And I said, well, I retired from the Chronicle and coming up with ideas every day. And I love my 47 years there. It was amazing. And one of the reasons I've been treated great by everybody at the Chronicle, at KTRH, where I was for 17 years, at 610, where I've been for like, this is 23. People have treated me great everywhere, treated me like royalty. And that's one reason I've had such a great career. I have friends tell me they're miserable, their bosses treat them bad, their editors treat them bad, and I'm sitting there thinking, how lucky am I to have worked with so many great people at the Chronicle, at KTRH, and then here with you guys, where I'm on each of the shows once a week, and I wouldn't trade that for anything.
You know, I know you don't want to get too emotional at that thing, but Randy Galloway, who's there, who's going to be inducted with you, he worked with one Landry Locker. Maybe you two could trade notes about Landry Locker and maybe get emotional over that.
Yeah, I was talking to Randy. I said, hey, you worked with Landry Locker. He said, who? Landry who? I said, Landry Locker. I said, he's from up there. Well, Longhorn fan, graduated from Tech. Landry Locker. I'm trying to remember.
You had a hell of a tease yesterday on Twitter where you said the Sparks were going to fly.
Sparks always fly.
Yeah, did they fly? Did they fly?
Oh,
all right.
What were Sparks Landry, flying about?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell Randy. I'll say, Randy, I said, I have a saying I've used for decades. That's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. And I said, I'm sorry. That is the dumbest thing I've ever
heard.
There
you go.
Landry and John and I have a blast, and the Sparks do fly. And I tell you something's amazing. We only put one class of media in the Texas Sports Hall of Fame 16 years ago. We said we're never going to do it again.
Oh, so this is a unique thing
here.
This is
a unique thing. And we're the second ever. And the four writers I mentioned, including me, we're in a group now. We'll be Saturday night with Mickey Herskowitz from the Chronicle in Houston, Blackie Sherrod, great columnist for Dallas, and the other two writers, Dan Jenkins. Everybody knows Dan Jenkins. And then Dave Campbell, who was my mentor. And I told him on my show in Waco yesterday, I said, I do not deserve to be with those four guys because they were icons of journalism, and there's nobody equal. And the only person that comes close is Galloway. And the first four broadcasters were Kern Tipps, who's from Houston, the voice of the Southwest Conference for decades, Vern Lundquist, and who started in Dallas, great broadcaster for CBS, and Frank Fallon, longtime voice of Baylor, and Jack Dale, longtime voice of Tech. And to be included with those guys that I grew up reading and listening to is just mind-boggling.
Well, John, congratulations. That should be a hell of a night on Saturday at the Texas Sports Hall of Fame. Just get some Texans in here. Did you see Laremy Tunsil and Titus Howard tweeting yesterday about taking umbrage with Pro Football Focus's rankings of tackles around the league?
What did they rank them? I did not see that.
Well, Titus didn't make the list. They listed 32 of them. Titus didn't make the list. Maybe they were only doing left tackles. I don't know.
Well, he wasn't a tackle last year either.
That's true, too.
That one small detail.
There is that. Tunsil was 12th on the list of tackles. He did not like being categorized as a quality starter. He thinks more of himself.
Well, he should have started more last season.
That's true. And starter is an ironic term for him.
He missed so many games. I'm sure that played a role. Yeah. Laremy Tunsil's been treated very generously by Pro Football Focus, Next Generation Stats, and all those. I remember 2 years ago they had him as the second best left tackle and second or third best when it came to pass protection. So if he plays a full season, he'll be rated higher, I'm sure. And Titus, I think it's all about being a guard and the fact that they misused him last year, and hopefully they'll put him back at right tackle and leave him where he belongs.
Seth, do you think, you know, when it comes to Tunsil, the run blocking, do you think his issues with run blocking are – want to issues with run blocking, or are his issues, at least in how he's graded in run blocking, part of what's ailed the Texans as a whole, where they just look confused all the time.
Yeah. I think with that's where I'm trying to give everybody a pass on a lot of that. There's a kind of a lack of clarity and understanding of what guys' responsibilities were. And I've just heard that from multiple offensive linemen that have played for the Texans. The entire time that Bill O'Brien and or Tim Kelly were calling the plays there. Pep Hamilton's offense, when it comes to the run game, whether it's successful or whether it fails, it does not lack clarity. I think the guys are expected to be very fast and physical in their blocking, and some of that comes with just knowing. What's the quote from the Eagles coach there? The first part of being smart is knowing what to do.
Yes.
Yeah, like it sounds simple and stupid, but that's true. It's like, do these guys actually know what they're doing?
Yes.
So yeah, I'm hopeful that. Tunsil will look a little bit different in run blocking.
Yeah, between Pep Hamilton and George Warhol.
They have their third offensive line coach right. In 3 years, so you're going to be getting taught new ways, new techniques, new philosophy. And Warhol's been around. This is his eighth team. He's regarded as a really good offensive line coach. I thought James Campen was going to do a lot better, and they got rid of him after 1 year. And so hopefully Warhol will give them some consistency at that position.
Indeed. All right, we still have to get John's take on the latest with Deshaun Watson. Also, a certain rookie in another city where John does radio did not make it through one rookie minicamp practice, and we'll get John's thoughts on the Astros as well. John McClain, brought to you by HornSolutions.net on his weekly visit with us here on a Wednesday. You're listening to Payne and Pendergast. Stay there.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.